This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There was a large seizure of dogs that recently took place in Hamburg. What can you tell us about the details of what you guys found?
Well, late in the afternoon yesterday, we had received an anonymous call in regards to some animals that may not have been cared for some time at a residence in Hamburg. And upon arrival to the residence, our officers, our lead officer, Officer Melina Homsey, she attempted to make contact at the residence, and in doing so was greeted by a pile of dogs in a window. The smell of unsanitary conditions was just so overwhelming. She immediately contacted the local Hamburg building and code enforcement to have them come and look into the situation. When they arrived, they deemed the property uninhabitable, and we were able to obtain a search warrant for the residence.
How many dogs were found, and what type of breed and age variants were among the dogs?
Well, when we made entry into the residence, we, unbeknownst to us, we thought it was maybe only about 10 or 12 when we started looking. All of the dogs are black Newfoundland mix types dogs. So once we started digging a little deeper into the piles of dogs inside there, we ended up coming out with 32 dogs. We have about 14 puppies that are approximately anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks old, I believe, right now. We have a small pile, maybe 8 or so, that are about 4 to 5 months old. We have a few in the 1 year, and then we have a couple older adult dogs as well. At this point, all of them seem to have good body conditions, so they were being fed. Unfortunately, their living conditions were just not up to par. And by up to par, I mean probably one of the more significantly worse situations that we've seen. These dogs are being housed in about in a very small space. So imagine, let's say they were locked into like a living room and a bedroom, and that was all the space that 32 animals had to live. There was very little furniture. It was just waste on the floor. We were able to make contact with the owner. He has been cooperative and compliant. He agreed that he needs help. He willingly signed all the animals over to the SPCA. There were criminal charges filed. He will be arraigned in Hamburg court in April. Again, he's been very compliant. So we are assessing them all right now for adoption so that we can get these animals the help that they desperately need.
And what is next for the dogs, and what ways can people maybe help contribute or even find a new home for these dogs that were recently rescued?
So as of right now, we're not 100% sure when they will be available for adoption. Of course, everyone's getting a doctor check and a very, very deep clean bath today. After that is completed, they will be available on our website. So just make sure you're watching our website at yoursPCA.org. That's Y-O-U-R-S-P-C-A www.dogs.org. All of our available animals are listed there. And you can also donate. And that's the biggest thing that we need right now. I mean, when you take in 32 dogs at one clip, especially dogs that need a ton of medical care, we're doing vaccines, we're going to be needing spay and neuter surgery, they're going to need behavior, you know, help, socialization. We can definitely use donations. You can do that online or stop by at our location here at 300 Harlem Road in West Seneca. We also have a foster program. So if you are willing to open your home to maybe help assist in the socialization process of some of these animals, we could desperately use a foster home too. A lot of people may not know this, but 3/4 of our facility is actually shut down right now because we are renovating our kennels. So we currently are extremely tight on space. After last night's seizure of 32 dogs, we have not a single kennel anywhere in this building to house a dog. So if people could step up, come to the shelter, fill out an application to be a foster parent, open up your home, it doesn't cost you anything but your space. We're willing to give you all of the food and the care that it needs. All you have to do is give it the love and your home. So if you could do that, please give us a call at 716-875-7360. That's our shelter number. Our foster care department is extension 216.
Very good, Lindsay. Anything else you want to add that maybe we haven't discussed with our conversation today?
Sometimes people may not know where to look for help when they get into these types of situations, but it's good for the public to know help is available, but you have to give us the information. If you call and you say, I have 10 dogs, I can't do this, I need help, we're going to send an outreach team person out to see and assess and see what we can do to help you so that we don't end up in this situation where you're so completely overwhelmed that it becomes a crime. So please don't be afraid. We are here to help. Call 875-7360, extension 214. That's our dispatch line. We have an outreach program. We have a food pantry. We can help you before it gets to this point. Please call.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.